The 10-step progressive path. The areas in which most people seek success are academics, sports, career, love, relations, business, research, etc. All of these are in the scope of the body that we are living in. This body, which is ultimately decomposed into the 5 root elements of nature, is different from the soul or the true self. One must address the needs of the body whilst not deviating from his or her goal. After all, the body is given for the purpose of reaching one's goal. So what is my goal? Vedas say that the natural state of each of us is jnana and ananda, a state of clear knowledge and one of eternal joy. God, the Supreme Soul, is all-knowledgeable and all-powerful. He is not bound to the nature-made body as we are. So his knowledge is spotless. Knowing him is the ultimate knowledge, and attaining him is eternal joy. Our goal is therefore to know our relationship with him and respond accordingly. Are there any guidelines to attain this state? In every area, a focused student follows certain proven guidelines to attain his or her goal. Such guidelines are not manifested on their own. They come from the experience of successful people in those respective areas. They are not difficult, as they are natural. All one needs is a strong desire driven by love for his or her goal. Whose guidance can I take? 5,000 years ago, a beautiful girl named Goda wrote the Tiruppavai. Born out of this intense devotion to the Lord was an outpouring of 30 songs. Deep within these songs are the eternal truths about nature and the goal of our soul, the ultimate eternal tattva, Narayana, as well as the means to attain him. These songs are revered by the entire Vedic fraternity as the seed of the Vedas. They are sung as a part of every prayer in every temple, including Srirangam and Tirumala. Goda Devi successfully attained her goal, union with the Lord, and remained eternally happy. Her guidance has been explained and elaborated by acharyas in a lineage for over 1,000 years. There are 10 songs out of the 30 that depict a progressive path to attain a state of mind for leading a happy and productive life here in this world, while laying a path for being eternally happy after this life. In each of these 10 songs, Goda Devi calls out to a Gopika, a cowherd girl, asking her to wake up and join her and the rest to go and seek Krishna. Krishna, the name of our Lord, means boundless joy. Each cowherd girl, or Gopika, represents a yogyata, or an essential quality within a true seeker. Seek the company and blessings of such qualified Gopikas, and they will guide you through everything. What essential instructions can the 10 Gopikas teach us? The first is to listen. Begin with paying attention to what is happening in places of worship. Devotees could be singing the glory of God. Priests could be chanting the compositions of great anvars and acharyas. You may not understand yet, but let your heart accept listening to them. Seek the company of one who listens about God. 2. Understand. Now that you have spent time listening to the great anecdotes and eulogies of the Lord, you will have placed yourself in an environment that adds sense to what you have been listening to over time. Seek the company of one who understands about God. 3. Meditate. Think, analyze, and use situations around you to confirm your understanding, and repeat this until your understanding is established firmly. Your goal is to attain Krishna. You have been so far used to things that are not Krishna. Hence, you might get distracted and get carried towards different means. seek the company of one who meditates upon what he has understood about the Lord. So what can I do about these distractions and other attractions? Shield yourself from them with prajna, a good knowledge that is firm and stable, or sthitam. A beautiful rose flower is on a stem of thorns. You cannot deny the existence of thorns. Similarly, do not run away from the distractions or attractions, as they are all a part of this existence. You must learn how to conduct activities with them so that they do not distract you. This knowledge is sthita prajna. 4. Start being like a tortoise. Pull your 10 senses, 5 jnanindriyas and 5 karmindriyas, away from any object, thing, person or place that you feel is distracting you from reaching your goal. Let all the 10 senses maintain a distance from these distractions, just like a tortoise pulls back its legs and hands as soon as it perceives danger. It stays inside its hard and thick shell until it feels safe, and then will resume the journey when there is no danger. Your habits from the past can sometimes make it difficult to stay away from these distractions. It will be hard in the beginning, but it gets easier as you stay determined. Remind yourself of your goal, Sri Krishna. Use what you heard, understood, and meditated on to keep you strong. Seek the company of one who knows how to stay away from distractions and stay focused, moving forward. 5. Become physically stable. When you've been a tortoise for some time and begin to feel okay, being exposed to things that you felt were distracting you earlier, you will now not engage in any distracting activities with your senses. Your heart, however, still remembers the attachment to these distractions, as it is accustomed to experience from such objects, places, and people. Seek the company of one who is stable at the physical level and trying to move forward. 6. Become appropriately attached. As you develop an attachment with your goal, your mental attachment with any other distractions will begin to fade away. Now you are much closer to yourself. You have an understanding about the goal and now are able to engage your time and effort in every way with that goal. Seek the company of one who is not mentally attached to anything other than God. 7. Become fully stable, Samadhi. You are now immersed in your goal. It does not matter what you are surrounded with, as your mind has no impact from anything. You are thoroughly and deeply involved in meditating on your goal. You have attained Samadhi, a state in which you are properly and completely filled, meaning your heart is fully and completely filled with only what you desire for. This level of focus is analogous to a glass of water that does not spill when moved, nischala, or is not affected by anything entering it, achala, because it is now in a frozen state. Until it was frozen, it was under the influence of many factors, as we've seen in steps 4, 5, and 6. Seek the company of one who is completely stable and firm in their knowledge of God. 8. Realize He is all around us. Knowledge of Krishna now outpours in the form of songs eulogizing His qualities. In this stage, one's knowledge matures enough to see Krishna supporting the entire existence as an unseen string holding various colored flowers together. He or she also becomes protective of the Lord because of the intense love for Him. The clarity in knowledge is depicted symbolically by beautiful eyes, podri kanninai. Such knowledge makes one devoid of unwanted qualities like egoistic nature or false pride. Seek the company of one whose eyes are outpouring the glories of Lord and who see His presence in everyone. 9. Know that He is within. The great devotee blissfully experiences the same supreme tattva, Lakshmi Narayana, directly in his own hridaya, or heart. This hridaya is made of 101 nerve endings. In it, he enjoys the glory of Lakshmi Narayana in a beautiful divine space called Dharakasham. He holds the lock to open the hearts of everyone who seeks guidance and worships the same tattva in everyone. Seek the company of one who realized God as Lakshmi Narayana tattva in himself with full clarity. How do we identify such people? They can be identified via their conduct. They have vak shuddhi, ahara shuddhi, and know exactly what and how to conduct in the world. Number 10. Have endurance. This great devotee has exceptional trust in God. Their purpose to live aligns completely with the purpose of God's will. This comes with endurance through whatever life gives you. Despite being all qualified, such endurance is not easy to attain. It takes a course of time to reach this state. Even Sita Devi argued and disobeyed Rama and Lakshmana when they initially rejected her wish for the magical deer. This caused her pain of separation from Rama, but she realized her mistake and accepted it to be her fault. Bharata accepted a mistake that he did not even commit. He felt that it was his mistake somewhere in his heart that he wished to be king, which he did not. Later, they both accepted the state and lived through it. Endurance through the situation and continuing to conduct oneself properly or righteously is the highest of the virtues and qualities in a true devotee. This endurance requires one to enhance the sattvika shakti within themselves and will allow them to tolerate any blame from their well-wishers, but also take stand when it is required. Sri Ramachandra is the epitome of such a quality. Now it's time for a self-assessment. You can self-assess and check who you're associated with. Have you sought the company and blessings of such great people yet? As Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, it is only the company and blessings of a great devoted soul, the jnanis, who can help us know him. Remember that the effort and the result of everything you do is a consequence of God's will to protect you. Realize that you are already and always blessed. God himself is driving you from within as you express a desire to know him. Understand this, and your journey will be joyful, not tiring.